We start with some desperately sad news. All else in the world of local cricket seems somehow irrelevant this week. Following the news that Outwood's club captain and first team skipper Phil Alexander died suddenly early yesterday morning from a suspected heart attack. Everyone at the club is in deep shock. Phil Yent tells us, Phil Alexander lived for the game, was a good cricketer and a great character who will be very much missed by members. Suzy Radio sends its sincere condolences to the club and especially to the late Phil Alexander's family. And now, here's the first section of last weekend's cricket results. In Surrey Championship Division 5, Merstham Firsts made 238 but went down by 5 wickets to Maori Oxshott. 5 dropped catches made much of the difference. Merstham were reduced to 63 for 4, but Asad Naeem, 47, Ben Baker, 31, first-team debutant Robin Hardman, 45, and Razi Khan, 42 not out, made things respectable. Oxshott were 5 for 2 in reply and needed 6.5 and over at one point, but knocked the runs off in 45 overs, leaving Merstham in 8th place, 43 points above the relegation zone. Merstham 2s asked Chessington to bat at Quality Street and were set a target of 180, Radul Maddock taking 5 for 29, but Merstham were all out for 90. The third team beat Wallington, who scored 194 for 9, Simon Griffin 3 for 55, before opener Shakir Khan made 81 to steer home the visitors 8 wickets down. Merstham 4s lost by 96 runs to Wimbledon 5s, who made 204 for 7. In reply, Merstham crumbled from 79 for 3 to 108 all out, just 6 overs from safety. In the Sussex Premiership, East Grinstead Firsts entertained Hastings at St Hill. Ian Sturmer, 5 for 53, and Lee Granger, who took 3 wickets in 4 overs to reduce Hastings from 112 for 2 to 122 for 5, kept the visitors to 207 all out. Harry Finch was out for 96. In reply, East Grinstead openers Adkin, 92, and B. Hatchett, 42, put on exactly 100, and Hudson Prentice joined Adkin to add another 65 for the second wicket. Grinstead faltered only briefly, and Sturmer and Evans saw them over the line by 5 wickets. Lee Granger was Dunning's Mill man of the match, and East Grinstead play league leaders Roffey at home this week. In the Sussex Championship Division 3, Anjun Zafas, 4 for 31, saw High Flyers Crawley Eagles restrict Burgess Hill to just 162 all out in their full 53 overs, but Hill's last 3 wickets had added a crucial 73. The medium pacer Peter Billinghay finished with 6 for 30 from 13 overs. The Eagles subsided from 111 for 5 to 130 for 8 and 144 all out. Hill take a much-needed 26 points from an 18-runs win. Newdigate First 11 hosted top-of-the-table Cholton CMO at the Brocas in the Surrey County League, put the visitors in, tore into the upper order. Apart from Akhil Arshad's 58 not out, no one else managed double figures. Alan Cooper and Ben Crook both took 3 for 22. Cholton were all out for 89. Richard Colcott and Tom Collard made an opening 50 partnership, and Cody Irvin, 35 not out, and Charlie Major saw Newdigate safely home. Newdigate 2s faced league leaders London Gymkhana, made 184 for 7, Will Bowley 82, Mark Rance 51, before London Gym levelled the scores on 184 for 8 in a tense final over to secure the winning draw. Man of the match Will Bowley took 3 for 47. On Sunday, Newdigate hosted Cuddington Casuals, who made 240, but in reply, Newdigate's Cody Irvin hit a blistering 155 not out, and the home team cruised to an 8 wickets win. Newdigate's League Cup semi-final is against Godalming at the Brocas on the afternoon of Sunday the 6th of August. The bar will be open. In Surrey County League Division 2, Hawley maintained their form, coasted to victory over West End Esher and moved up to third. Hawley bowled West End out for 108, Sam Renfrey taking 4 for 39, with 2 each for skipper Charlie Robbins, Stuart McPherson and Matt Gainsford. Hawley got home by 8 wickets with John Barnett 50 not out. Next Saturday, Hawley are away to second place at Sheen Park. 4 of Hawley's top 5 second 11 batsmen made 20 plus, but no one from 6 downwards got out of single figures as they were bowled out for 134. Peter Rhodes took 5 wickets and Sanjay Patel 4 before Amit Ratore, with 85 not out, saw Caterham home by 9 wickets. There was a win for Hawley under-13s at Chipstead Coolsden Wolcantians. Welcome at the end of a week when Hawley under-14s, under-11s, under-9s and under-8s all lost. Now, if you'd like your club featured in this slot or indeed on our monthly cricket chat show On the Front Foot, nothing could be easier. Contact me by email. It's david.j@susieradio.com. And Tim Bowling and I will be here next Tuesday evening between 7 and 9pm. And that will be 1 week early, the August monthly edition of the chat show On the Front Foot. Hope to have your ears on then.